you know, everybody was all worried about whether Kevin could replace Jeremy. Now we got to worry about who's going to replace Kevin.
Yeah, that seems so long ago now, I can't even recall. Thankfully, you forget some of those things. But this is a part of the NFL. You know, there's change. The rules approve it. The salary cap approves it. So it's just something you have to live with. You train these guys and they move on, and then you bring the next group in and train them. That's what John Mayer and the Tisch family pays us for.
Do you have somebody in camp now who can do all the things Kevin can do?
I don't know the answer to that just yet. We need to get them in the games. Playing against people that you know pretty well, you don't get the same amount of physical activity and so forth that you're going to get in the game. I think it's going to take us a couple of games before we can answer that question.
A couple of preseason games or
yes,
regular season?
No, hopefully preseason.
Can Travis Beckham play tight end the way you would like a New York Giants tight end to play, or do you have to change the offense?
Well, he's disadvantaged because he weighs about 235 pounds, you know, and most of all the guys he's going to block at that position. His effort's going to be there. He's going to try, but the laws of science come into play. You know, the bigger mass is generally over a period of 3-hour game is going to win, so he would wear down. It isn't our plan to use him that on a regular basis like we might use a regular tight end. We will have to involve him there. We can't put a flag up that every time he runs in the game it's going to be a pass. So obviously he has, and he has done that for us. He did that last year for us. He blocked probably a little bit more from a space position, which is where he played in college, and what his size, hell, his wide receivers in this game almost his size. So we have to be smart in the way that we employ him, and we can't ask him to do things he can't physically do. He can try as hard as he can, but if he's getting overpowered by a much bigger man, then we'll try as best we can to keep him out of those situations. Common sense.
So what's the alternative?
You use him in the slot. You use him to hold off the backside. You use him as a lead blocker. You use him as a pass receiver out of the backfield. So we'll have ways that we can – they just can't determine that it's obviously going to be a pass. He blocked very well last year from that slot position in our one-back running game. So we were pretty well balanced. We kept a very close chart last year on how many times he was in the game and how many times we passed the ball and how many times we ran the ball. So he did a very good job for us in those run situations. And then he was flawless when we threw the ball to him. He didn't drop a pass the whole time that we threw the ball to him.
How are the other guys doing, Ballard and Bear?
Still a little bit early to tell. I think they're trying. They're trying to develop this technique that we, that we teach here. But it doesn't happen overnight. What we have to be able to do at our position, as this is not new knowledge, but you go 40 yards on the seam past one play, and you got to block a Julius Peppers type player the next, or a Ware or Spencer or somebody. So the thing they have to be able to do is develop a technique that will work for them when they get all different size players to block. Some guys are very, very quick, so they have to develop a technique that will give them a chance there. Some of them just try to overpower them. So that technique is a little bit unique, and it's going to take a while for them to be good at that. I think it could be well into the preseason before we know if either one of them is going to be very good at doing that, or good enough to do that, that we can maintain the majority of our offense from the past.